waiting to go
off. And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go. Have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
For the final time in 2022.
Yes, it's done. 1 year.
1 year
this
down.
Great show.
Happy first anniversary.
Unbelievable. I know that we've had a cracking year.
Mm.
But we will be back.
Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
We're coming back.
Yeah, you can't get rid of us that easy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Especially now Jones has just signed a big fat 10-year contract, tying it to the station for life.
Really?
Life. Oh, did you not know about that?
No, I'm pretty sure my card didn't work when I came in today, so I think I've been fired.
No, you haven't. You're back next year. We're all back next year, which we're looking forward to. And what I can't wait for is that's the biggest thing about it is that we have got so much to like about everything that's happened this year. Do you have a favourite interview or a favourite time this year?
Mm. Were you reading a text message when you started talking there?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Feels like you were.
No, I wasn't. But anyway, I do that often.
Favourite moment of the year or favourite person? Or
Just a highlight.
Got to be honest, as a sports nuffy, creating the greatest Queensland Cricket 11 ever and hearing blokes like Stuart Law and Jimmy Marr and Michael Kasparovic get excited about it and buy into it, that was amazing.
That was pretty cool.
To put that team together.
And I don't think we knew it was going to be that amazing when we started setting out. My favourite interview was Trent Dalton, Boy Swallows Universe.
Yes, all the way back. That must have been February.
And they're filming it, so I'm assuming it's wrapping up soon because it's a Netflix series. So that was great. And he was just so delightful.
Yeah,
and
wasn't he?
Really interesting, and that was by far my favourite. Yeah,
I liked, and I know this is biased, but I loved our chat with Ray Warren because he had such an influence on all three of our lives when he was going.
Mm.
But I can't beat last Saturday, and isn't it funny that the hole in one competition with the golf.
Pinch me moment,
and then us going and having that afternoon, like, it was just epic.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Great event.
It's been
great
a fantastic event. Year. We've had a lot of fun, and there's a lot of those things we will revisit in 2023. We want to be back at the golf. Liesl's made a commitment to be ready to play the Pro-Am.
Pro-Am, yes. I have made a very strong commitment to do that.
That's it.
Are we doing Noosa?
We are doing Noosa Triathlon this year.
Doing
That's
it?
On the cards.
Yes,
we're going to figure out. I will declare this to you both now. I intend to atone for my cheating at next year's Ecker.
Yes.
We're not doing Ecker again.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Yes, we are. No.
I'm not doing fruitcake.
We'll
that was
do
terrible.
Something else.
Yeah, that was terrible.
We also have a massive announcement at the start when we get back on the 16th.
Yep.
So
we
can't give it away yet, but very, very big.
Liam's doing the Ironman in Hawaii.
Yeah. And we are doing the show from there for 3 weeks.
Oh, what a shame. Yeah, exactly. Well, you need treatment and you need pep talks.
Motivation.
You need water, guys.
Exactly.
Yep, we'll be there.
Yeah, exactly. No, we've got a lot of fun stuff planned for next year. Thank you to everybody for getting on board a brand new show. We know it's an ask to get you to buy into a new show and change your listening habits, so we appreciate everybody giving the show a chance and all your phone calls. That is actually the real highlight, the stories that people have shared with us throughout 2022. We hope you come back on in 2023 and share some more stories with us and have lots of fun.
Because we love you.
Exactly right. We will be back in January,
16th.
On the 16th of January. So go and enjoy yourselves over summer. Get loose, get silly, and we'll see you in the new year.
Drink responsibly.
Oh, of course.
This summer.
Are we up and about?
Triple M Cricket.
Right on, let's get serious here.
Brings you every single ball.
Listen to this.
And you want to be listening from the very first delivery.
Oh! Smashed it! Knocked it over first ball! Hockett shot burns! What a stop that is! The castle's over!
Every ball.
Got him!
Of every match.
You beauty!
Live on air. On the listener app.
Have a bit of that.
It starts November 17.
Well, this is going to be good.
Triple M rocks cricket.
Oh, it gets serious tomorrow at the Wacca as Australia take on the West Indies in the first test match of the summer. We bring in a legend of the sport, Queensland's own Matthew Hayden. Hey, Doss, Australia Windies tomorrow. How good?
Yeah, how good is the sound of summer on Triple M as well, just quietly? You blokes do a pretty good job.
Huh? Unbelievable.
What do you feed your broadcasters before they get into on the mic?
Mate, they'd love you to be on board there as well. Don't worry. I know you're working with Channel 7 over the course of it. Yeah, I know. Hey, mate.
I'm the unofficial official.
Haydos, this side that they've just named, it looks like an Australian cricket team of the old days. You know, three pace bowlers, a good spinner, and a really strong top order.
Yeah, quality side, agree. And, you know, what really I think consolidates it for me is Usman Khawaja and the way that he has kind of like come back into the fold of Australian cricket and the setup. For me, he's been a player that's been really harshly treated over his career. But now at the age he's at, he's settled. Captain of the Brisbane Heat, you know, you got Queensland behind him, and he's also a player of absolute class.
It's the best sound of summer, really, just the cricket ball and bat hitting together. But, Haydos, the pitch is looking particularly green. Apparently there's 12 mils of grass there compared to an 8 mil because it's going to be stoinking hot.
Yeah, well, they were really worried about it during the World Cup. It had, I think, for that T20 tournament, about 8 mil on it. And then when I started talking to the groundsman, he said, oh, yeah, but, you know, we're going to leave 12 mil on for the test match. And it did 20 during the T20 game. So, you know, whoever is in the field tomorrow and has a bowl, it's going to be a bit of yip-yar, I reckon, for the first couple of sessions at least. So there's going to be some batters from either side, depending on who it is, that are going to be cat on a hot tin roof stuff, because both of these teams, as we just said, Australia has an excellent fast bowling attack, but so too does the West Indies.
That combination of Usman Khawaja and David Warner that you just mentioned is going to be so strong because they just dominated in England last summer. I mean, David Warner's been great with Travis Head in the opener, but he's going to be dropping back a little bit and hasn't had so much form in his home ground. Is that going to be the difference this time around?
One of those great strengths of Australian cricket, I reckon, as well, Liesl, is it's just been that there's been other players that have been pushing the Heads and the Khawajas and the Warners, and before that, you know, all the great names that we appreciate. One of those for mine is someone like Matt Renshaw, who's not going to obviously play this test match, but just last week in the PM's 11, getting 180. Great to see him as a contender, you know, to push the players along. That's such a key part of Australian sport. You've got to have bona fide contenders pushing all the way. So that's one factor away from what we're going to see unfold in Perth this week. The second factor is someone like Labuschagne, for example, who has had a pretty lean start to the summer, but he's got an unbelievable record at this venue here at Perth Stadium. You know, so don't be surprised if you see him come out and smash a big 100, you know, hungry for runs and just, you know, getting all this sort of international flavour back into his own mindset and then, you know, performing admirably. So there's lots of key factors, not to mention what I said before around the fast bowling unit from both these teams. That's sort of what turns it on for me.
Oh, Matty Hayden, you've just stirred the emotions in here. There's goosebumps all around in the studio off the back of that. It gets underway tomorrow. You can hear all the action. If you want to watch it, this man on Channel 7 as part of the commentary team or on the Listener app where you can hear the full Triple M commentary of the summer of cricket. Haydos, enjoy the day tomorrow and enjoy the full summer ahead.
Yep, thank you so much.
Well, I went Christmas shopping today. Even though it is Tuesday, there's still some Cyber Monday and Black Friday deals around. And I happened to buy my husband his Christmas present today. Now, in the past, he does have a particular type of present that he like. And all I can say is it's kids' toys.
Really?
He loves them. Loves kids' toys. And in particular, last year I had to go to Toys R Us at Indooroopilly because he wanted the Star Wars Millennium Falcon Lego set. That was what he wanted for Christmas, and that's what I bought
him.
How
old's Damo?
37. He's 47.
I think he's of the minority, surely, of blokes who still play with Lego at 47.
He just loves it. He's mad for it and just loves anything kids. So I've been online shopping today. I can confirm it is from Toys R Us. That's where I've bought
it. You had to go back to Toys R Us for your 47-year-old husband.
Yes, correct, for his present year.
My God.
They were sold out of Uno, so that was unfortunate.
Yeah. Hey, that's not a kid's toy. That's a great game for the whole family.
That is a great game that all adults can enjoy.
Yes.
But he is mad for a kid's toy, like remote control cars and anything in Toys R Us, loves a board game, just that's just his thing.
I like the fact that you've been so kind and gone and done this, because I have to admit, I'm partial to a Peter Brock slot car set. And, you know, like you can buy those slot cars that go around. And it's not uncommon that I find myself in the toy shop. You know, you talk about Toys R Us. I'd take Ella Daisy there. What would you like? And then I start looking around.
It's unfortunate,
you know,
isn't
like,
it,
you know,
that
like,
Ella Daisy is your cover.
Yeah.
But also, you got a basketball ring this year from Amity, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a basketball hoop. And
As a birthday gift.
Yeah, I love shooting hoops.
Love it. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Lego, I draw the line maybe.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Duplo? What about Duplo?
Play-Doh.
All right, this is good. Let's... 133353. Be honest, if you're a grown up and you're asking Santa for a kid's toy for Christmas for yourself.
We can keep you anonymous if you've bought it for someone else.
If you don't want to give away. Yeah. If you had to buy your partner a kid toy, maybe not even this year, maybe in the past, you've had to wrap them up a kid's present.
Barbie for Christmas.
For a grown up. Oh, gosh. We want to know the kid's toy that you have had to buy your grown up or you've asked for as a grown up.
Jason from Albany Creek, do you like kids' toys for Christmas?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I actually am a massive Thor fan, so I have a complete collection of posable figurines and mugs and cups and pops.
Wow.
Those pop bobbleheads, I've got about a $2,500 value on my pops at the moment.
No.
Yeah.
And what do you want for Christmas this year, Thor related?
I haven't got a Stormbreaker yet. I've got two hammers. Two Mjolnirs. I wouldn't mind Stormbreaker, but anything to do with Thor. There's actually a really cool deck of cards you can buy that's all Thor related.
I love your passion for this. This makes me so happy.
You ever met Thor, Jace? You ever bumped into Chris? He's around the area.
Oh, no, I haven't. I do have a tattoo of him on my shoulder.
Oh, jeez. Of course.
No way.
I said if I was going to get a Thor tattoo, it had to be Chris Hemsworth. So, unfortunately, I've got Chris on my shoulder.
Oh, Jason, we're going to keep your number. This is our last show for the year, but we are going to keep your number because I think we can do something with you and your Thor obsession in 2023, all right?
Oh, cool.
Right. Let's make this happen.
Yeah, we can have some fun with James. Jason, I think.
James from Yarrabilba, what's your kid's toy that you want for Christmas?
I actually buy the little Lego advent calendars. I get the Star Wars one every year. So instead of getting a chocolate, I get a little Lego toy every day.
The fact that you're still getting a chocolate advent calendar is concerning.
No, it's not chocolate. So, it's got Lego in it.
Lego. Lego is better than chocolate.
How old are you, James?
I'm 43.
Yeah, you're the ilk of Damo.
So the calendar's not made out of Lego.
The individual pieces are. You open the door and you build a Lego piece out, a little Lego figurine out of it.
Oh, okay.
So are they all figurines, or do you make actually something out of what you pull out of it?
Some of them are figurines. Other ones are spaceships or different weapons and things like that.
What a sad
James,
day.
James, where can I get one of these from?
you buy them a Zing.
Okay, there you go. All right.
What a sad day, though, when you pop it open, it's just a four block. You're like,
I've got that one. I've got 600 of those ones.
James, thank you for the call, mate.
Katie in Chermside, what's the kids' toy you want for Christmas?
Well, I actually bought last week for my 59-year-old partner's birthday, I bought him two Nerf guns.
Yes.
That's amazing. And is the other one for you?
Absolutely.
Yes! I love that.
I love a couple having a Nerf fight.
That
is so
good.
But those little suckers hurt.
Is it a pump-action one? Is it one of those ones where you can load up with like 12 and then you just start pump-actioning them and you can fire?
No, I got the it's a pump-action with five at a time because I reckon he'd go too hard if I got the automatic one.
This is Christmas morning, Katie. Your husband, 59 years of age. Ripping open the wrapper on a Nerf gun and the two of you just going nuts.
Yep.
Yeah, and I got extra bullets.
Yeah, well, of course you need extra bullets.
Good. Oh, Katie, I want to come to your house. That sounds so fun.
Unbelievable.
It will be.
Yeah.
Amazing.
What a Christmas. Katie, thank you so much for the call. This is the Rush Hour on Triple M. Now I want a Nerf gun.
Yeah, so do I. I'm actually considering buying one. I might just add it to the Toys R Us.
Is that where you got Damo?
No, I didn't. But I want one.
Now, over the weekend, we were lucky enough to get along to the PGA Championship at Royal Queensland and see Cam Smith do his thing.
I was in sniffing distance of Cam Smith.
Your husband inappropriately touched him on the back. But Cam Smith, now three-time Australian PGA champion. And he's a Brizzy boy who, this is the first time he's been home in 3 years. He's been, you know, based over in Jacksonville now as one of the best golfers in the world. He's now joined
the
Live Tour.
They love living in Florida, don't they?
They love it. Well, I think there's some tax benefits.
Oh, right. Okay.
But he's now, you know, this is his home, but at the same time, he doesn't get here much. And with all that money in his bank, with all the, another title to his name, I was curious to know how he would celebrate. After the win on Sunday.
Yeah, do they just go home and go, no, but after every open or every event, he's gone on a bender with his mates. And he always talks about how much beer can go into the jug or the claret jug.
After the British Open, he said, I'm going to have 40 beers.
Yeah, and mate, like he's got form. He just goes fishing and sinking grog.
Yeah, not bad.
So no one really knew what happened. Then today I got a sniff. I got told, well, he actually went to the Brecky Creek and just hired out a part of his bar, a bar at the Brecky Creek, and just laid one on. And I'm like, oh, really? And then some footage emerged, and it is unbelievable footage. He's literally still in his playing gear that he won in. Like,
why
I don't know
wouldn't
what
the, you? No need to get
this
changed.
This is the video that Dobbo's been sent through his various rats and his sources. Sorry, I shouldn't call them rats. You call them rats. I shouldn't call
them rats. Whatever they are, they're just good people.
and this is the audio. So it doesn't tell the full story, but Cam Smith basically lobbed up in the front bar, packed, everybody beer in hand, and they are watching, and you'll hear the moment, they're watching his winning putt. He's watching himself on the TV as he wins the Australian PGA Championship.
That's him sinking the winning putt.
Yep.
And he's on the bloke's shoulders.
Onto the shoulders.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's awesome. He shouted the bar. Like, they were all his friends. Look, he won 360 for that win, which is nothing on the 100 mil that he got to cross over to Live. And he's won 13 million in prize money this year.
Do they get taxed half of that like they do at
sure,
the Australian Open?
Sure, yeah. But he's an absolute down-to-earth, 100% proud Queenslander. And I love the fact that he's had a win, he's got all his family and friends there, he's never gone away from who he is, and he's just right, I'm putting my card down, let's get into it. Yeah. And they all were absolutely embracing it and loving it. They're at the Brecky Creek. It's awesome.
133.53. Has anybody out there ever shouted the bar? It's something I'd love to do at some point in my life, but
I'm
likely to walk into a quiet bar somewhere, count the number of people and say,
probably
four
not.
Four of you, yeah.
Just quietly, guys.
I'm buying it. It's on me.
Just this round.
Just bottom shelf only. Whatever's in the house spirit is exactly right. 133.53, because I imagine, you know, Cam Smith, example, when you've had a baby maybe, when you've
had a hole in one. The bar.
Yeah.
I shout at the bar.
It's meant to be a hole in one. If you score a hole in one, you're meant to shout the bar. That's a tradition. So 133.53, we'd love to hear from somebody like Cam Smith did who has shouted the bar. David in Park Ridge. Dave, have you shouted the bar?
Yes. It's not technically your alcoholic bar, though. So I was travelling in Nha Trang, which is in Vietnam. I used to DJ there. And so I come across my little motorbike and saw some stalls, like those little trolley ones, and I thought, oh, yeah, I'll get something to eat and drink. Well, it was right opposite a school. There was about 20 kids, and so I could see them all, you know, looking for small change to get something, and I thought, you know what? What about I just tell all these kids you can have everything that you want, and because most things aren't expensive. Well, there was about 20 and then 30, and I said, whoa, that's enough. We're like so happy running across the road. There was no traffic. It was a dead-end street, so it was okay. It was near the beach, and they just kept coming, and the girls couldn't keep up. But you know what? It gave me an idea of what it would be like to feel the generosity of shouting, technically, you know, a bar or shouting a lot of people, which was a spare of the moment thing.
Love
it was
it.
A really good feeling.
And you would have made their
you,
whole day.
Yeah.
It just would have
their
been
life.
Yeah, yeah. Their whole, it would have
especially
been
especially a foreigner. They love Aussies.
Yeah.
And I actually got photos too. So we always refer to them at parties and stuff. You know, like we all get the Vietnamese, my wife's Vietnamese. And it's just, yeah, really good feeling. Oh, it's really great.
Good on you, Dave.
That is lovely
generosity.
You're
the reason that they love Aussies there now too, mate. Well done to you.
Mike in Redland Bay, did you shout the bar?
Hey, guys. I can't believe I got on. Yeah, about four months ago, I was up the Ready Bay pub with me missus on... Yeah. And I was punching 30-cent bets in a poker machine and pulled $19,796.
Oh, yeah, bloody ripper!
Holy moly.
30-cent bet. Yeah, I got the grand chance, whatever. So whilst I was waiting for all everything to happen, I just said, all right, to my wife, Liz, go on up to the bar. Come back with pots until $200 is gone. So everybody around me was drinking free pots. On me.
And how many people are we talking in the bar there, Mike?
I love this.
Oh, it's about 20 or 25 people.
That's a solid effort.
That's a nice amount.
It's not as good as when John Singleton, he shouted the public bar at Randwick after his horse.
That's nice.
Different category,
hey, pokey, 19,000 pokey win is a great win.
Yeah,
let's just
amazing.
Say I was 35 short of 20 grand, so I tell everybody it was 20.
20 grand, mate. Go with it. Yeah, solid.
Way to spread the love, Mike. We like to hear that. I think Mike.
Let us know when you're going again, and we might pop around.
I think Mike and Singo are operating in different areas.
Different, that's all right.
Different pay brackets.
Now, if you don't know the story about Sam Willoughby, I imagine it's a story that you are going to want to pay attention to. This is a young man who had the world at his feet as one of the planet's best BMX riders. This was a guy on a trajectory upward and flying, and he was one of these athletes on the rise with all this marketable future as well. He's a Dan Ricciardo-esque smile, Dobbo. This is a man with a smile to rival that of Dan Ricciardo's. And then, as we know, this sport, BMX, spike riding, it is so dangerous. And tragically, Sam suffered a nasty crash that left him as a quadriplegic. And it's a brutal reality of the sport that these accidents can happen. But Sam wasn't going to let that stop him. His journey through recovering from the injury has been documented in a new feature documentary called Ride. It is set to premiere for the first time ever Sunday the 20th of November at 9:30 p.m. on ABC TV Plus and ABC iView. And we are lucky enough to have the man himself join us on the line right now. G'day, Sam.
How you doing, boys?
Unreal, mate. Obviously, you've followed your career and it's very well documented, but can you just take us back to how much and how difficult it was when you first started off being a BMX rider? And that journey from being a kid in a park riding a BMX to being an Olympian and a world champ?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was, looking back, that you can make the journey out to be difficult, but I loved what I did every day and was just a kid that grew up in Adelaide and racing locally. And then pretty much when I was 8 years old, I had a dream of going to America and making it my profession, and fortunate enough to do that in 2009. And had a lot of success in my somewhat short career, but just a lot of fun, and was just very lucky to do what I love every day and fuel my competitive personality on a BMX bike.
Sam, as an Adelaide boy myself growing up, where did we used to shred? I tore up the streets on my BMX back in the day, but where did you at a slightly higher level used to tear up?
I raced locally at Happy Valley and Hallett Cove, but as kids in the school holidays, we just rode down the old expressway path from sort of Trot Park where we grew up all the way down to Seaford Rise, and we'd stop off at jumps in Woodcroft, Ranella, Hackham.
Yeah.
Spots the whole way down that old railway track.
Yeah, I know I'm well, Dobber.
You're too reminiscent.
Yeah. I get it. There's some great jumps along.
I get it. I bet. Hey, Sam, tragedy struck. Can you remember when the accident occurred and how you were feeling in that time when you were obviously going off to hospital and everything that was going on, so much uncertainty?
Yeah, I think that's one of the toughest things with spinal cord injury, or especially mine. I didn't have any form of concussion, thankfully, but at the same time, I lived in that moment where you're just motionless on a stretcher being helicoptered to hospital. And, I was by myself. My wife at the time, Elise, was in Minnesota. Family was obviously all in Australia. It was just a very lonely, uncertain place. I remember having a moment on the track where I just knew I would never race a BMX bike again, and being totally okay with that because of all the other things I was sort of staring down the barrel at, as far as losing my independence and so much uncertainty around what does life look like now. I was set to get married the following April, about 8 months after my accident, and just wondering, like, how does all this look now, and how do I go on in life now?
How has it been reflecting all this in the documentary, Ride a Brutal Fairy Tale? I mean, what a title. But how have you gone with reliving all of this stuff?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate to have partnered with Bursty and Wild Bear and some good close friends of ours. And they've just been so good in helping us tell our story, my wife Elise and I. And I think at this point I told my story a lot, and I really like telling it because I've learned so much, and I've been fortunate enough to come out the other side and have a really good self-awareness and understanding of myself. And the goal is that anyone that's going through any sort of struggle, not just spinal cord injury, can hopefully take some lessons from what Elise and I have lived. I think the hardest part of the movie for both of us is probably seeing the interviews of our family and friends that live that time with us that we've never really gone back and reflected. And especially for me, I mean, I was in a hospital bed for a long time, and you don't see all the behind the scenes stuff. You don't see how it really is affecting your family and friends, because they're always trying to be so strong around me. And so that's always tough when you see some of those interviews. But I think, like my wife Elise always says, you know, love conquers all. And we've managed to sort of come out the other side, and we're just so fortunate to have so many great people in our lives. And it's been quite a journey, but lots of positives to come out of it as well.
Well, your story, Sam, is one that I can't wait to watch personally, and I know others can't as well. Ride, two world champions, one brutal fairy tale, the story of Sam Willoughby and his beautiful wife, Elise, and the journey that they have gone on together. It will premiere for the first time ever Sunday the 20th of November at 9:30 p.m. on ABC TV Plus and ABC iView. This is a story that everybody should be getting around. Sam, we really appreciate you giving us some time. Congratulations on the documentary. We can't wait to see it.
Thanks very much, guys.
The Triple M Rush Hour list.
What's on the list?
I want to go straight up with going out to lunches and dinners at times at Christmas and people not being able to split the bill. Went out for a meal, had a bill to be split, then where we went to said, no, we don't split bills, we only charge once. So me being the mug there, puts my credit card down. It was a $350 experience. And old mate goes, yeah, I'll email or FPOS it to you. Well, you know, like...
Email it?
Like, no, he'll electronic transfer it,
EFT.
EFT, nothing. Bagels. I don't want it like that. I don't want money coming into my account. I just want it in cash. No one has cash anymore. And I'm saying to the people that I have been going out with, it's happened twice, you're on my list from now on.
You're on the list.
You're on the list because I'm sick of having to wear all the brunt of bills because people won't pay. I hate that. We went out together. You guys opted to pay. You remember we went out? We went out to dinner. You guys said, no, we'll split the bill.
Yeah.
No dramas at all. They were happy to do that. Not this, and I'm sick of it.
I think you can add two people there. The restaurant that doesn't split bills, it's really not that hard. Honestly, split it two ways, three ways, whatever it is, all even, just split it, or the person that doesn't pay, because you don't want to be the guy that chases people up. We've got a friend that loves doing that. Chase it the next day.
The chaser.
We'll follow, hound you to get the money back. You don't want to be that guy either.
No, you shouldn't need to be a chaser. If you've got mates that you're going out, whether it's around a golf feed, whatever it is, you shouldn't have to chase people for cash.
No, check up early what the situation is.
All right, so we're adding these people to the rush hour list.
Mm.
People that say, oh, I'll transfer you the funds, and then donuts, it never appears.
Mm-hmm.
And restaurants that won't split bills.
Don't split bills. Yeah. But you should be able to start charging interest on the money that people owe you.
To your mates?
Yes.
I don't think they're your mates.
And go heavy, like 40%.
Oh, my God.
They're not really your mates if you're starting to charge interest on them.
I agree.
Righto. I'm getting feedback in my ears all of a sudden. This is very strange. The list, which we haven't done for quite a while, is it's good to have it back. It's good to be able to bring it back because there's an extensive, you know, there's the people that linger at the looking for the best parks.
Milton car park. They're annoying.
I had a certain person that I bumped into at the Lions Best and Fairest who
brushed
right.
He went on there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's almost top of the list.
Yeah, he's never to get returned. He's never to return.
Like, yeah, he might have thought he's off the list. He's not off the list. He's
still there.
Firmly on the list. All right. Well, this is the last show of the year, so have we got anyone else to add to the list? Is there anyone else we would like to
Any
add to the
takers?
List before we sign up for the year?
I haven't been Christmas shopping at the shops yet, so there might be those people, right. Car park people.
Oh, they're bad
people.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Look, Pack Fair, and also Indooroopilly Shopping Centre at the moment, right. Special mentions.
Here's a little warning for you. If you are getting in your car, make sure you leave straight away. Don't sit and text on your phone. Like, if you're going to get in your car,
Lisa,
go.
That is a brilliant set of people to add to this list.
Yes.
If you get in your car...
You are going.
You leave.
You do your texting and your calling before you hop in the car.
Exactly right. There
Otherwise,
it is.
You'll be out.
Triple M Rush Hour list.
All right. You're all getting lumps of coal from us.
Tickets for Blues Fest in Byron Bay are on sale now. Buy yours at bluesfest.com.au. Blues Fest.
Counting Crows, John Stevens, Black Sorrow, Xavier Rudd. They're all coming. Blues Fest 2023. It's going to be massive. Tickets are on sale right now. You can buy yours on bluesfest.com.au or you can win them just by guessing the blue thing that Liesl Jones is thinking of.
So I would love to give this away straight away. So it's pretty
You've set it up easy today,
yeah,
have you?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking global, like global and iconic.
Well,
the earth.
Big.
Oh, yeah, sure. The ocean.
Do I win?
No.
Okay.
Gotta give me specific. Rich from Ipswich, kick it off. Let's get this global iconic blue. What do you think it is?
Blue's Clues.
Oh, actually, I had that idea for the during the week, but it's not today.
Oh, that's awesome. I would have loved to have given somebody from Ipswich these tickets.
I know.
Anyway.
Do you have any more?
No.
Emily from Tingalpa. It's global. It's iconic. It's massive, and it's blue. What is it?
I lost my train of thought now. He threw me off your Blue's Clues.
Blue's Clues.
I can give you a
Double
clue.
I'll give you a clue.
Yes, please.
It is addictive.
Yeah, it is addictive.
Oh, it's addictive.
Well, some have said I'm addicted.
Oh, I'm going to have to ding you out, Emily. Have a guess.
Sorry. No idea. Sorry.
What I love about this is that you can't Google it because it's just what Lisa was thinking of.
Yeah. I know. Should we give another one?
Sure.
Another
clue? Let's see what Jackie's feeling. Jackie.
Okay. Jackie from Moore's Pocket.
Hello.
What do you think it is? Global, iconic. What did you say, Dobbo?
Addictive. It's addictive.
And it's blue.
My first thought is Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountains.
Oh.
They can be addictive.
You know what?
They can be.
Blue Mountains are beautiful. The three sisters up there.
Okay, should we go logo?
Oh, wow.
It's a logo.
That's a hell of a clue. Brent in Burley.
Global,
I think she's just
iconic
served it up
logo.
For you there.
Good afternoon, guys. It wouldn't be Facebook, would it?
It would 100% be Facebook.
Oh,
yeah, beauty.
Brent, you got yourself.
I'm not really addicted.
Not anymore. No, you're a bit off Facebook, aren't you?
When can we stop talking about you? I'm talking to Brent. Brent, 5-day pass to Blues Fest 2023.
That is good. I've been looking for tickets, and it's just going to be so, so good. So many great acts playing.
Yeah.
Tash Sultana, I would love to see.
And, Brent, do you know what the best part is? Liesl never has to play this game again.
she loved it, but it's run its race.
Yeah, it's retired.
I had my Cookie Monster voice ready for yesterday.
Oh, there
you
go.
You got it today. Yeah. Hooray.
Hey, I tell you what, Brent, give it to us. Give us your Cookie Monster.
Give it.
Cookies, I will. Yum.
Mate, give me
Excellent.
The tickets.
You get the that tickets 100%.
You won the tickets. That was more Yoda than Cookie.
It was a bit.
The triple header.
Here's a name that you should remember. Her name is Georgia Rouse. She's a 17-year-old from Gracemere, which is near Rocky. And she trains at the Muay Thai College up there. And she's just won gold in her first international tournament in Turkey, the ISKA Muay Thai Championship. She has absolutely dominated her two fights there in the under-65 17 to 18-year-old division. She smashed a competitor from Switzerland and from Germany. She's now off to Thailand for the World Muay Thai Games in March. This is her record so far. Of 9 fights, she's had 7 wins and 2 losses. Georgia Rouse. Keep that in mind.
Remember the name.
She is 182 centimetres tall and in the under-65 kilo category. So I'm 177.
Wow.
So she's over 6 foot tall and absolutely dominating. I don't think I'd want to come across her, really.
No, don't make her angry.
Yeah, look, obviously there's a lot going on in the Rugby League World pre-seasons, but just look about the Brisbane Broncos and the headache that Kevin Walters has. Currently, they've got Tyson Smoothie, who has been down at the Melbourne Storm. He's a number nine. They've got the young gun, Blake Moser, Corey Pakes, who's fully fit, and his own son, Billy Walters, all contending for the number nine position. Now, at this moment, Billy Walters is the front runner along with Corey Pakes, but there is two blokes that are absolutely screaming for opportunity. Melbourne Storm do not hand out jerseys willy-nilly, and that's what happened with Tyson Smoothie. So the Broncos have got a real headache on their hands. Does Kevin Walters go with his son at the sake of potentially losing one of those players that they've got in the wings? What I do know is that everything is on the table. Today, Selwyn Cobbo trained at fullback in the 13-on-13. Wow. So they're looking at lots of different combinations, and by no means is it a laydown that Billy Walters will be the number nine. Oh. The best man to trial will be the man who wins that job.
Oh, how good's the NRL off-season. Now, after 5 o'clock, we do have this audio of Cam Smith celebrating his win, but I want to play another bit of golf audio for you. This is from the Men's Club Championship at Cranbourne Golf Club in Melbourne. And by now, most people might have come across this audio, but this is, again, the Men's Club Championship, Cranbourne Golf Club in Melbourne. And I really hope I've edited this correctly.
Oh, mate, I hope you have.
Why are these spectators? I don't mind people watching, but why are they on the golf course three days? And why are you making me f***ing take 4 minutes?
You don't shut up.
Shutting your f***ing down here, mate.
Phil.
All right, just stop me.
You never fail. If you do not stop,
better f*** away now before I knock f*** out.
Yeah.
Good editing, yeah, actually.
Mate,
well
there
done.
Was a lot.
That was there,
it is a heated, heated argument, that, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but dreadful.
All
dreadful.
I hear is a lot of wind, and mostly hot wind, from two old men that should be behaving better than that.
It goes on for another couple of minutes.
It is
dreadful. Heated. You get these two blokes right up in each other's grill.
It's actually embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
So much so, Liesl, that the president of the Cranbourne Golf Club...
banned them for life.
Alana Green. Well, determined, because...
Put them on our list. Our
actually,
Triple
they are on the list. Yeah, exactly. She has released a message to the members, basically saying, on the weekend during our men's club championship, an unacceptable incident occurred on our golf course, which is now circulating across media and social media platforms. The incident is both distressing and embarrassing for a club that for 70 years has supported a diverse culture that prides itself on respect and integrity. Following the incident, the club established a disciplinary subcommittee that is being chaired by our vice captain. This subcommittee will undertake a full investigation, including interviewing all witnesses to understand the facts surrounding the incident before making any determination.
Pretty obvious what went
just
happen.
Just ban them.
Both.
Yeah, get rid of
just
them.
Ban them both. Them.
I mean, what? Why do you need a subcommittee to figure out that these
get
two
rid of them.
Couple of peanuts
yeah.
should be booted from the club?
Take me. I'm good at golf.
We know you are. Anyway. But it is, of course.
Goodbye, my lover.
You know, it's a bit personal.
That's way too personal.
This one.
That's a good one.
We
haven't died.
Just for the year. We're going to be back next year.
Yeah.
We're actually back on the 16th of January.
That's right.
But we are having a well-earned break. And the reason we're finishing today is because Triple M's rocking the cricket tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so, hence, we finished 3 days early.
It booted us.
But yeah, we're coming back in 2023. We fired up, ready to rip in. We've got some big ideas, some big things in the pipeline.
There is a massive announcement we are making on day one of next year.
Do I know what that is?
You absolutely know what it is. Yes, you do. But there was a big announcement next year that will happen on day one of our show. We're going to let everybody know on day one, and that will be exciting.
Okay.
But I do want to say this, and we'll all get to, we've had a cracking year.
It's been so fun.
Yeah, we absolutely love being able to share our lives and hear your lives on this show every afternoon. It's important to us. And we hope that you guys have got a better understanding of who we are and you feel like you have a connection with us. I mean, we love working with an Olympian legend, Liam and I.
Liam, yeah, you're great.
Yeah, no, he's not. He could be the tightest man in Australia, but we love working with you. So from myself and my family, thank you. Over to you two.
Thank you for having us for 2022. It's been amazing. Also, please keep coming up and saying hello. I love it when I'm out at the markets, getting coffee, whatever I'm doing. You come up and say how much you love the show. So please continue that next year.
Not in the public toilets, though.
No,
no, don't weird. Bail me up there. That's not my greatest time.
We've had a ripping year. We're back. We're back in middle of January.
January 16th.
Stick around. Got a lot of, as you said, a lot of big things planned. And thank you to everybody that has called up and contributed to the show during the year. You are the other thing that makes this show so wonderful. Big shout out to our producer, Jack, who is moving on to greener pastures in 2023. He's been a part of the building blocks of the show. He's set us up for whatever comes next for us, and he's off to take the next step in his broadcasting career. So I think we'll be hearing more from our wonderful producer, Jack Fulham. So all the best to him and what he's got planned in 2023. For one final time, Liesl Jones.
Not final. I'll do it next year.
For the final time in 2022, Liesl Jones.
Good evening, good night.
Dobbo.
Farewell, my neighbours.
We'll see you Jan 16th in 2023.